You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini, educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Deal Farm Podcast. This is not Ken Corsini. My name is actually Andy McFarland. I'm a friend of Ken's, and I was actually on the Deal Farm Podcast a couple of months ago. You may remember me from that. Actually, this week he's on vacation, so he gave me the opportunity to be a guest host for his podcast. So what I wanted to do was actually share with you guys what I do. My brother and I make documentary films about my life as a real estate entrepreneur. We actually have a weekly show called From the Trenches. And in that weekly show, I just share about life and stories from the trenches of a real estate entrepreneur. And this week, I want to share with you guys my From the Trenches episode number 20. You guys will get to hear the audio of that. And if you want to check out the video, which is just a lot more dynamic, and we do some really cool things with the video, then go to iloverealestatestories.com, go to our YouTube page at I Love Real Estate Stories, or check us out on Facebook, which is I Love Real Estate Stories. So without further ado, check out episode number 20, From the Trenches. This week in episode 20, I show you the process that I go through documenting why I'm purchasing a property for rental or flip. We talk about condos, and we talk about how you can find cash buyers. Welcome to I Love Real Estate Stories from the Trenches, episode number 20. So this week, in fact, today, very exciting, I got money in my account from a rental property that I sold. Very exciting. It's always exciting when the money hits the account. But I want to tell you that story today. Back you up 3 years and start you from the very beginning of this story. And we're going to tell you the story of condos as rentals. Okay. Hey, let's not say boo yet. All right, let's get back to the show. So I had a real estate agent. Oh, it was late 2011. Called me up with a bank-owned condo. And I was like, I'm not really interested in condos. But it was an REO. And it was listed for $41,000. He's like, no, the bank will take less for this. Now, this was one of those situations where the bank had fixed everything up. They used to do that back in the day where they would put in carpet and paint, kitchen, bathroom. They'd do everything fixed up so they could get a higher price for it. So that listed for 41, been listed for a while, and they weren't getting their price. So the guy said, let's make an offer. So I made an offer. We beat them up, got them down to $31,000, $10,000 off. So I'm like, okay, they're at 31 grand. And then I went and did inspections. I made some phone calls to see what it would rent for because it was only a 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo, and I found out it was going to rent for a little less than I thought. So I came back and used some excuses. The real excuse was I didn't really want a condo as a rental. But I came back and I was like, I'm like, you know what? After inspections, I'll only do it for $25,000, thinking they're just going to go away, right? Well, what happened? They came back like a few days later and they said, we won't take a penny less than $26,000 for it. I'm like, well, $26,000 is cheap enough. So I bought the condo for $26,000 cash. And here's the cool thing with that. It was rent ready. So I threw a renter in there for $5.95 a month and got it rented. But then I started thinking, I paid cash for that. And I was like, I'm just curious. Can I go to a bank and get an equity line against this? So I went to a local credit union and I said, I don't live here. It's a rental property for me. They said, we're only going to do equity lines of 60 or 65% of the value. And I said, that's fine. They went and did an appraisal. And the appraisal came back, I'm not kidding you, like 2 weeks after I bought it, they went and did appraisal, it came back at $43,000. So 90% or 60 or 65% of 43 was 26 grand. So I actually got an equity line 2 weeks or 3 weeks after I bought it for 26 grand. So paid cash, then got an equity line for 26 grand on that. So it was essentially like it was free for me. And now I have a renter for $600 a month.
Were you loving condos all of a sudden?
No. So here's the thing. That's my only condo as a rental. I don't like condos as rentals. And here's why. I don't like condos because of the control. You don't have the control. The HOA has all the control. In fact, they can tell you that you can't rent the condo anymore. So imagine that. You buy a condo as a rental, and they come back and say, this HOA is not allowing rentals anymore. Can kill your condo as a rental. Or on the other side, they can say they have no regulation and say it can just be 100% rental. And if you do that, now with condos, if too many of them are rentals, they can't be FHA-able, meaning you can't get FHA loans on it, like my condo was. You couldn't get an FHA loan on it. Or I think there's even conventional lenders that if there's too many percentage of the condo complex's rentals, they won't do loans on it either. And if you can't get loans on condos, guess what? You can't sell condos because value is driven by people being able to buy them from you. Reason number two I don't like condos is management of money. Do they have money put away? Do they have reserves put away for those capital improvements? Or are they just living today like most people do? What happens when you've got an older building that they haven't done proper impounds for capital improvements? Meaning there's roofs that are going bad and they're leaking and there's not enough money in the cookie jar from years of collecting those HOA fees to pay for that. Well, who do you think pays for that at that time? You. As the condo owner, they do an assessment. So if it's a $20,000 roof and there's 50 people in the condo thing, 20,000 divided by 50 is what you need to pay for that new roof. This condo association has been just living for today. The fees have gone from $95 a month when I first bought it to now up to $130 a month. And that's just bare minimum to get by. They're not putting anything away for capital improvements, which is scary. And the roofs were starting to go bad. So I could see the writing on the wall with that, right? I looked on the MLS, pulled it up. What are they selling for, right? I saw three of them on the MLS and one of them was sold. What was it sold for? $73,000 cash. The two active listings were for like $89,000 and $87,000. So I saw two actives up there. They were pie in the sky, but I saw cash sold. So what do you think I did? I looked up that cash buyer. I found out they were absentee owners. They're landlords. They wanted it as a rental property. I called up that agent and I said, hey, just curious, does your buyer want another one? And she's like, yeah, but they'd want to get a good deal on it. I'm like, I'm fine giving them a good deal. We went back and forth, ended up landing at $72,000. I said, I'll take $72,000 cash. And remember, my condo was not even listed. So I sold it for $72,000 cash to them. And why did I do that? Even though the other ones were listed at $87,000 or $89,000, because I knew those people that were listed at that weren't going to get it because you can't get FHA financing. And I think it was really tough even with conventional lenders to get financing on my condo, which means they weren't gonna get that price. So I sold it. The money hit my account today. I'm done. I'm out of that condo. I bought it for 26. 3.5 years later, after renting it for $600 a month, I sold it for $72,000, which was a big win for me. But I went on and looked today, just today, at those active listings, and guess where they're at right now? $82,000 and $84,000. That's right, they're still listed. They're dropping their price because they're not gonna get it. I've got my money, and I'm gonna take that money, and I'm gonna move it on to greener pastures. If you're going to get into condo complexes, make sure that you know those things going into it. Can you rent it? Make sure that you know, are they impounding money for capital improvements? Is it an old condo complex with a lot of deferred maintenance? You need to know those things before you buy one as a rental property. Don't just look at it and saying, I can buy it for cheap and I can rent it for a lot. Don't assume. Every time I buy a rental property or even a flip property, I write down what my thoughts were at that time. I make sure I put it down on paper. I say, I'm buying it for this. Here's my expenses. And here's what my return is going to be. Here's what I expect it to be. And here's why I'm buying this property, essentially. And I recommend that everybody do that. Make sure that you know why you're doing something. Make sure you've got sound thinking at the time. And then I put it in the file. I literally just type up a Word document and I put it in the file for that property so that I can review it later. So in fact, let's review it right now.
I'm going to make it rain text right behind you.
Let's do it. So here it is, my Word file. I named this one the property address, info at purchase. So I wrote down, the way I see this investment purchase as of 9-12 of 11, September 12, 2011. Purchase price, $26,000. Monthly HOA fee, $97. Yearly taxes, $657. With 1 month's vacancy loss, I should be able to make $4,378 a year, which is 17% cash on cash return with the 26 grand, which is pretty good. Point is, I recorded all of my thoughts right here. I knew what my return on investment was going to be and why I was purchasing that property. Basically, I got it cheap and I thought 17% cash on cash return was good enough for me. But when I saw the opportunity to hit the eject button and get out of that investment and take my money to greener pastures, I absolutely did it. Why? Because I don't like condos as rentals. Oh, by the way, I don't like condos as rentals. When the money hits your account and you're out of a condo as a rental,
makes you want to dance.
Makes you want to go, makes you want to dance. Wait. This way. So if you were me, if you had a condo that was renting for $600 a month and you could sell it for $72,000, would you? Even though there's active listings for $85,000, would you hold out for more money? Would you sell it? Would you not sell it? Tell me what you think. So there it was, episode number 20, From the Trenches.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you guys come and check us out at iloverealestatestories.com or on our YouTube page or our Facebook page. Come watch the videos and see what it is we're all about. I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate Ken. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to come on to the Deal Farm again and share what I'm doing at I Love Real Estate Stories.
All right, Deal Farm Podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini. I am changing up our special offer. I bought like 200 and some t-shirts with Deal Farm logo on it, and I need to get these things out of my house. And so instead of doing the Facebook and the Twitter and all that stuff, all I want you guys to do is go to iTunes and leave me a 5-star rating. That's it. You leave me a 5-star rating on iTunes and just email me through the website with your name, address, and your t-shirt size, and I'm going to send you a t-shirt. Again, the only thing I need you to do is go to iTunes and leave me a 5-star rating. Thanks, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Deal Farm.